Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal, and today we'll be learning Bava Kamma, Chapter 3, Mishnahs 3 and 4. Hamotzi es tivno ves kasha l'rishis harabim l'zvalim, v'huzak behen acher, chayev benisko, v'kol akodem behen zacha. So one who brings forth his straw or his stubble into the public domain from manure, and another was injured by them, is liable for the injury. And whoever is first acquires these objects. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol ha-mekalkalin b'rishus ha-rabim, v'hziko chayven l'shalem, v'kol ha-kodem behen zacha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, whoever spoils the public domain and they cause damage is obligated to pay, and again, whoever is first attains them. Ha-hofek es ha-galal b'rishus ha-rabim, v'huzak behen acher, chayev benizko. One who turns over the dung in the public domain and another is injured by it, he is liable for the injury. So, again, if you bring forth the straw, the stubble to the public domain so that they rot and they become manure for fertilizing his fields, and while they're there, somebody is injured by them, then you're liable for their injury because of the law of pit. And whoever is first to take them attains them, means that since the sages find him, His straw and his stubble are now ownerless. And so he wouldn't leave them in the public domain, even though they're ownerless, if damage was caused by them to a man or to an animal, the person who put them out there is still obligated to pay, since one who renounces ownership of property which causes damages are not beyond his control. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, whoever spoils the public domain, even with permission, even if it's the season where you're allowed to leave dung out in the public domain, as was taught in the Brisa, when it is the season to put out manure, a person may put his manure out in the public thoroughfare and have it heaped up for 30 days so that it should be trodden down by the foot of the man and the beast, for Yeshua allotted the land of Israel on this condition. Nevertheless, if this dung caused the damage, he's still obligated to pay. And v'kol ha-kodem, whoever is first attains them. So Tosfos explains that this phrase does not refer back to what was explained above, even with permission. For even they do this with permission, there's still no reason to fine them. It's a separate law, which is interpreted as follows. Whoever is first to take them when they are standing in the public domain without permission, in other words, after the 30 days when you have permission to leave them there, attains them, because the rabbis fined him so that they wouldn't spoil the public domain. So therefore, whoever takes them first then therefore acquires them. Now, if you turn over cattle dung in the public domain, since it's ownership, it's ownerless, and you're turning it over in order to acquire it, and then another is injured by it, since you intended to attain it, then you're responsible for the damage caused by it. Now, the Mishnah 4. Shnei kadarin shahu mahalchin ze acher ze, v'niskal harishon v'nafel, v'niskal hasheni barishon, Harishon chayev beniske hasheni. So if you have two potters, kedarin, and they're walking one behind the other, and the first one stumbled and fell, and the second one stumbled over the first is liable for the injuries of the second. Alright, so they're walking behind one another on the road, and the second one stumbled over the first and was injured, obviously. So the first is liable for those injuries. The Gemara explains, this refers to a case in which the first one was able to rise before the second one stumbled over him. But since he didn't, his fellow, the second one, stumbled over him because of his negligence, and therefore he's liable for the damage he caused. If he had not been able to rise, he'd be exempt, because he had stumbled, and the law is that the one who stumbles is not regarded as being negligent, but one caught in circumstances beyond his control. And even though he could have warned the second one, he's still exempt, since he was preoccupied with his own safety. This is Rav Yochanan's opinion in the Gemara, and the Rambam goes according to with it kohalacha. Now, according to the opinion of Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak in the Gemara, if he could have warned, even though he could not rise, he is still chayev. But in any case, he's liable only if the body of the second one was injured, but is exempt if his fellow's utensils were damaged. Since the obligation here is based on damages caused by the pit, and every obstacle is derived of the principal pit, and a person's not liable for utensils damaged by a pit. Tomorrow, we will continue with the next two Mishnayos.